Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that we're able to spend this time together. With the Lord's help, we'll be able perhaps to conclude this message I've been sharing on waters of the Spirit. Those are living waters that I'm referring to, that the Bible refers to, and that is what you need in your situation. That's what I need in the situations in my life. We've been looking at an episode in the lives of three kings in the book of 2 Kings, the third chapter, and we see how God provided an amazing miracle for these three kings, the king of Edom and Israel and Judah. They were without water. They were going to battle against the king of Moab. And by the word of the Lord, by the prophet, and beloved, it's by the word of God to us today that we will be able to see victory just as they did. Miraculous provision and supply. They had to do some work. They had to dig a ditch, but the valley was filled. All those ditches were filled with water, and it was a ploy God used against the enemy. They went down. They thought they were all slain. They went to the plunder, and they were chased back to their own land. And God gave them the victory He promised. He said, "This is but a light thing to provide water. I'll give you victory over your enemies." And beloved, we can see that. Whatever the need is, the provision needed in your life, God will do it. And that's but a light thing to Him. But if you will do what the Word of God says, if you will be faithful to Him, if you will be willing to surrender your life, and then just wait, do all that you know to do, pray, praise, trust God, use the Word of God, that God will be faithful, and He will honor your faithfulness. Hear the word of the Lord in Zechariah, the 9th chapter, verse 11 and 12. There the word states, "As for thee also, by the blood of the covenant." Hallelujah. We saw all those waters turn to blood. If you've been following the broadcast, that's what the enemy saw. Those waters in the early morning sunlight appeared as blood. Zechariah says, "As for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit wherein is no water. Turn ye to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee." Beloved, you may feel you've been in a pit, but turn you to the stronghold. Turn to that rock that is higher than I. And in verses 9 and 10 of this chapter in Zechariah, we see a picture of the Lord's kingdom, His character, His power to save, His lowliness and humility, the weapons of His conquest. Let's just read. Let me allow to read for you those two verses. Verse 9, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and lowly, and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt of a foal of an ass." Verse 10, "And I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off. And he shall speak peace unto the heathen." Hallelujah. "And his dominion shall be from sea even to sea, and from the river even to the ends of the earth." Praise God. That is the ultimate victory. Amen. Our Lord is going to come. He's going to speak peace, and He will establish His kingdom, and they will not hurt and destroy it, the Lord says, on my holy mountain. Beloved, you might feel like a prisoner today. You may have gone through a season that has been very, very difficult. You may have felt or feel bound and freedom gone and unable to do as you want and desire, caught in the power of another person, perhaps miserable. Escape may seem impossible, and the darkness seems almost intolerable, and present discomfort terrible. But God says, I will send water. Hear his voice. By the blood of the covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit wherein is no water. God is saying to us today, let's make Jesus our stronghold. Let him be our high tower, our refuge, our strength. And beloved, if you're willing to do that, if you will just look to him alone, and, you know, as I shared, sometimes he may speak to you to do some things, but ultimately your victory, your salvation comes from him. And by salvation, that doesn't mean the saving, just the saving of your eternal soul, but it means saving in every capacity, that you can be, you can experience the shalom, the peace of God, which includes manifold blessing. It concludes that Hebrew word indicates abundance and satisfaction and prosperity on every level. Praise God. He's going to bring you out of that pit of despair. To every one of you that's listening, to you that I'm speaking with, if you will turn to the stronghold, there shall be comfort. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee, the prophet Zechariah said. God is speedy in his comforts to those who turn to Jesus with a whole heart. Even today, that's what the word says, do I declare the double for your expectations. Isaiah 61 and 7 states, for your shame ye shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. The double of your attainments, not only your expectations, but your attainments. Grace for grace, beloved. John 1 and 16 states, and of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. Double the answer to your prayers. Ephesians 3:20 states, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Praise God. God is wanting to console you today, beloved, with his promises, for it's plain. He said, I declare. It's present. What does he say? Even today do I declare. It is positive. I declare that I will. It is personal. I will render unto thee. Praise God. Let's read that again. As for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit wherein is no water. Turn ye to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee. Praise God. Let's glorify the Lord for lifting us out of the pit and for sending the waters to fill the ditches that we have dug. Let's glorify the Lord for being our stronghold. Let us glorify the Lord that we will receive that double portion that he will so freely send to us. I'm reminded of the words of David, a beautiful passage found in a beautiful psalm, and that is Psalm 40. And he says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me. He heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. He goes on, he explains more fully in verse 12, for innumerable evils have compassed me about, mine iniquities have taken hold upon me so that I'm not able to look up, and they are more than the hairs of mine head. Therefore, my heart faileth me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. We can pray this as a prayer, can we not? He says, verse 17, but I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. See, that faith in God. Yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tearing, O my God. And verse 3 says, he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and shall fear and shall trust the Lord. Verse 5, many, O Lord, O God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. Verse 11, and we pray that, Lord, withhold not thou thy tender mercies from us, Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve us. Praise God. Well, my time is drawing to a close, and we have shared those principles I wanted to share with you out of the Word of God, how to receive the waters of the Spirit in your life situation. Father, we just praise you and bless you that you are a God who provides miraculously in our lives. And Father, right now I'm asking you to do that for every single person that is living. They will see your mighty hand of power. And Lord, we just thank you for it. Hear the word of the Lord, my beloved. The arm of the Lord is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. And behold, I shall move as you stand fast upon my word, as you trust me. I shall move those mountains of opposition. I shall open those doors that have been surely closed before you. I shall cause that valley to be exalted, and you will mount upon your high places, and you will magnify the name of the Lord, for I shall deal most wondrously with you, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, it's been a blessing to share this message. My time is drawing to a close, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you so much for joining me. I do invite you to, as I always do, to write and share your prayer requests. You don't have to write a lot, just a few words, an email, or by letter, and I will very prayerfully seek the Lord in your behalf, pray for you, and send back whatever God gives. If you email, if you will send your mailing address, because that is how I respond. Time constraints don't allow me to spend much time on emails, although I always print them out and pray for every single one that comes in. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.